A Department of Agriculture report shows a slight uptick in U.S. hog and pig numbers. USDA's quarterly hogs and pigs report was released on Friday. It shows a population at the beginning of September of almost 71 million head, up 2% from a year earlier and up 4% from last quarter. Increases were noticed in both the breeding and marketing inventory, and sows farrowing in the last quarter was also higher than 2015 figures. Jim Robb is with the Livestock Marketing Information Center in Denver. He said the market hog inventory of 64.8 million head was about 800,000 head higher than anticipated.
But importantly also, to get to that 800,000 head, the number of pigs born per litter in the June-August quarter came in at 10.58. That's the number. And we were at 10.49. That doesn't sound like a lot, but you go through this many sows being farrowed, and that also made a significant contribution to this larger than anticipated number of market hogs. And the larger than anticipated number of market hogs is what we'll be trying to digest and understand in the marketplace as we move ahead over the next 3 to 5 months.
Industry projections were anticipating an increase in the population. The pork herd has now recovered well above levels experienced before the onset of porcine epidemic diarrhea virus in 2013. Now the population estimates are at record levels, says meat industry consultant Bob Brown.
Each of the last four pig crops have been record high for that particular quarter, and the latest one, the June-August 2016, at 31.983 million head, is the highest ever for any quarter. I think that just portends record high slaughter probably for the foreseeable future.
Analysts predicted the data from this report would lead to a continued decline in prices. Brown says it might be a rough few months in the hog market.
It's just going to be a very difficult period of 3 or 4 months. I think that, you know, we likely won't back off of capacity issues until mid-January or so. That's kind of my feeling. And so it's just going to be batten down the hatches and do the best you can.
The report is based on figures from the beginning of September. Reporting for AgriPulse, I'm Spencer Chase.